It's the Dave Spoken Rick Show, anyway, here on BBC Radio Leeds. And look at the time. It's high time. We introduced you to our special guest tonight, and we're very pleased to have with us tonight Folk Award winners of recent vintage, yes, and their first time on the show, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin.
Yes.
Welcome to the Devil's Spoken Rick Show.
It's actually sat in front of us, is the Folk Award.
Yes, I'm looking at it. Are you examining it?
Yeah. You can touch it if you want.
It's lovely.
Very nice
likeness. I've already touched it. I hope it doesn't.
All right, that's fine.
It's amazing how much like you they can do it with welding, isn't it, really? I mean,
it's phenomenal.
They've done a good job on the dreadlocks there,
haven't they?
Yeah. Very nice.
Brilliant, yeah. Anyway, many congratulations. When it came to the night of the Folk Awards, did you get any kind of sense that you were winning it before you got up? Because we did when we saw Steve Knightley and Phil Beer start to announce they was up.
We
know what's coming.
Exchanged a glance, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we started preparing ourselves to get up at that point.
Did you? Yes. You just knew that, because they've been fairly good mentors to you, haven't they, over the years and things?
They've been very good to us. Yeah, they Steve plucked me and Hannah out of obscurity. Really, we've been playing in a band already. Called the Roots Union. Near St. Ives. We were playing in a band already, like a five-piece band called the Roots Union, which was doing quite well on the festival circuit. We did like the main stage of Llama Tree, things like that. But that band was pretty much disintegrating when we met Steve, and
he has that effect on a lot of people.
Yes. And they were just setting off on a cathedral's and churches tour.
Oh, I remember that one. Yes. With, very echoey, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah. An echoey tour, yeah. With Jackie Oates supporting, but there were three dates she couldn't do, so he offered us those three dates to fill in for Jackie, and that was the beginning of it, really. We did plenty more gigs with him after that, and it's helped us get it off the ground, really.
Indeed.
And of course, that wasn't your first time at the Albert Hall, was it, at the Folk Awards?
No, it was second time in there, yeah. The first time was a couple of years ago. We did the Show of Hands 20-year anniversary concert as their special guests, along with Richard Schindel. So that was a great honour and a great night.
Fabulous.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Well, many congratulations for that. And you've also been getting a lot of accolades for your current album. Now, we've been pronouncing it simply Mind. Are we getting it right or not?
That's Mind's how I pronounce it.
Right. Yes, I'm not sure whether there was more emphasis with it being a Y rather than an I.
Well, it could be Mind.
Yes.
Mind or...
Mind, some mind, people say mind.
Which is the Welsh way of saying it, but an old English... There is a Welsh word, mind, but this is the old English word, mind or meaned.
Right.
And I did ask an old English scholar friend of mine after we'd already got the albums printed and sorted, and they went and asked lots of knowledgeable people and discovered that actually, because it's a dead language, no one really knows how to say it.
Exactly how old was the old English person that you asked?
Great, enough came the reply.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Right, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, our special guests on the programme tonight. Very pleased that they're in West Yorkshire and able to do this for us. A number from your life, then, please, if you're good. What are you going to do first of all?
We're going to play the first track off Mind. It's called Silbury Hill.
Silbury Hill, it's a great one. Live in the studio, then, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin.
When she stands on Silbury Hill, barrel and she watches steel from the top, well, so I'm told, she could see to the edge of the world. Driving to London so late in the night, taking the long weary road over Salisbury Plain, lying waiting deep in the dark, a few headlights shine before us. Deep in the earth, here are the barrowlands below us. When she stands on Silbury Hill, barrowlands, she watches steel from the top. So I'm told, she can see to the edge of. Another age when she stands on Silbury Hill.
she watches you from the table, so I'm told. She could see to the edge of the
music.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff from Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, and that track is featured on mine, but that was them playing live in the studio here for
Indeed
us on the Devil's Spoken Roof Show, Silvery Hill, the first track from their album, and award winners too. We've got that award in the studio. We'll have to take a photograph of it before you go. Stick it on the web page along with the stuff that we do.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I would.
Yes. So, did you both sort of start off just sort of playing ordinary guitars and things like that and then move on to these interesting instruments? Or
pretty just, much, yeah. My first guitar was an electric guitar, like a Strat copy.
Yeah.
I got that when I was 15, just on a whim, one Christmas. And from there, I got heavily into blues, kind of. I was really into Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton at that time when I was 15, 16. And from there, I got into Robert Johnson, Sun House, Bert Jansch, Davy Graham. Found my way into acoustic music that way, really.
And, What about Hannah?
There's a nice Appalachian feel to it, isn't there? With the sort of the banjo and the slide and. Do you like that sort of?
We do have an interest in that kind of music as well. Probably more from my side than Hannah's. Obviously, the dobro is very much rooted in those traditions and the banjo, but. Yeah, Jerry Douglas has been a big inspiration on my dobro playing as well. So, yeah, there's a bit of that in there.
I don't think anybody played dobro like that until Jerry Douglas started doing it. Great. What about you then, Hannah?
Oh, I'm a fiddle player, really.
Right.
And when we started doing the duo, I was writing the songs and found that there's only so much fiddle singing you can do, really, and I wanted a few more chords to play with, so I got hold of the banjo. We went to Nashville to do some recording while we were in the band, actually, and I saw a lot of banjos there.
But yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot.
They set traps for them over there. Yeah, you know, it's right. Infestation. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, it's great stuff. So you've managed now to single out lots of different instruments, Hannah, that have got four strings on them. I noticed. Yes, but not necessarily in the same order.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, we'll hear a bit of you doing some fiddle playing, or at least it's a viola, I think, is it, by the sound of it?
It is a viola, this one.
And other thing, interesting instruments as well will be brought out during the course of the programme a bit later on. But for now, we'll let you have a little relax while we get on with some of the normal business that happens on the Devil's Spoken Root Show about this hour of the day. And it's the Devil's Spoken Root Show, of course, here on BBC Radio Leeds. I'm very pleased to say that... we've got award winners in the studio, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, fresh from winning the Best Duo at the BBC Folk Awards not a month or so ago. And they're in West Yorkshire tonight, and they're with us today. Very pleased to have you with us. Shall we break into another number, first of all, from you? You've changed instruments again, I noticed, since your first one.
Yep, we've got a tenor guitar up there now.
Right.
We're going to do a song called A Song for Caroline Herschel. 2, 3, 4...
Now's the time for stargazing. I left my home, I thought I would die, but then I was shown we're still under the same sky. Very low,
through the telescope's frame, and I'll ask them if my life has been lived in vain.
That's right. A song from for Caroline Herschel, and as you can tell from the singing of it, quite a story there. A German lady, wasn't it, Tanner?
Yeah, she was born in 1750, and she was German, but she ended up moving to England, and she lived in Bath with her brother. She had various problems, an illness when she was little, and her parents kind of despaired of her and decided that she wasn't going to do anything useful with her life, so she ended up working for her brother. And so she didn't have
quite
an easy start.
Quite a famous chap, her brother, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a composer, William Herschel. Yeah. But when they moved to England, he got really into astronomy and built a telescope
and
in
he
their
discovered
back garden.
Uranus.
Oh.
He did indeed.
Did he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she became a famous astronomer in her own right, which was really amazing for a woman of that time.
Mm.
Wow. So we wrote her a song.
Very nice indeed.
Very yes. good.
So how did the two of you meet up then, and how coincidental that you've both got two Christian names for your names as well, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, isn't
it? Yeah, coincidental and a bit awkward as well, for yeah. especially for compos.
Yeah.
We met playing in the band that we mentioned earlier, the Roots Union.
Mm. Phil went to study music in India, and he left behind a duo with a guy called Toby. And so while Phil was away, I met Toby. I didn't know them previously. And Toby was looking for someone else to play a lead instrument with him. And so effectively, I nicked Phil's job when he got home from India.
Yeah, so
no
I joined
vacancies.
The band.
Yes.
I forced myself back into the band, I think. And it went from there, really. That when the band split up, we carried on as a duo. Yeah. But we found we had very similar tastes and had a little bit more interest in traditional music than the rest of the band did, so we had to get rid of them.
Well, that's succinct to the point.
Yes. Yes.
But I mean, the music on this new album, it got a real blissful sort of quality to it, and you know, I was put in mind, you know, things like Ry Cooder, who often got soundtracks for films and things. There's a very filmic quality to some of your instrumental passages and things. And
I love that Paris, Texas soundtrack.
Yeah, I can hear the same sort of soundscapes happening in what you do, and I can imagine it getting used as music for illustrating things in films and documentaries
like
and things.
That would be nice.
Yeah, you've not had any offers just yet.
No,
oh, well, it
not.
Could all come together now. We've had the Folk Award.
I did a bit of music for that Operation Grand Canyon that was on BBC Two just after Christmas. So that's the closest we've got to that. Mm. I did some slide guitar and harmonica for that, but no big films yet.
Oh, well, I think it'll come.
We're open to offers.
Right, well, you've got a gig at Saltair to
hightail it too.
Yes, that's right. So we better get another number out of you damn quick, really. This time we've got the viola in there as well, haven't we, Hannah?
We have indeed. Mm-hmm. This is a traditional song called The Nailmaker's Strike. Yeah.
sisters. Yeah. Ah, snail forges, miserable souls, will not forget the giver of coal. Your master's a hard heart of fire. The way we took was 13 miles.
Session, Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, and I have to point out to the listener that at no time during the course of that did a drum machine enter Philip's mouth.
No, no.
But,
it's great, isn't it? Yeah. It's like a journey from the Caribbean to...
Cleckheaton.
Yeah. The Ukraine, I was going to say.
Oh, the Ukraine.
Yeah, that kind of
a bit of a Balkan feel in there as well, I suppose.
Yeah. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
Oh, dear. Well, it's been great to have you on the programme. I'm glad we've managed to catch you while you've been in West Yorkshire, Philip Henry and Martin.
Yeah,
we've got a very fast helicopter on the roof of the BBC waiting to get you to Saltair for your live room gig. It's the second time you've played there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We played there last year. It's a lovely gig. Yeah.
Lovely.
Looking forward to it.
You'll have a website as well, won't you?
We do.
Can be directed to find out what on earth you're at.
www.philiphenryandhannahmartin.co.uk, and it's Philip with two L's.
Yes.
Nice and easy.
It is. Great. Well, We'll put that on our website as well, and that will direct everybody to it. But it's been brilliant to have you on. Thanks for taking the trouble to come and see us on the Great Voice Folk Richard.
We'll come again. Cheers.
Thank you.
And if you just tuned in and thought, well, that was the back end of a very nice session there.
You were right.
You were right. Yes. Fantastic. And if you want to hear what was done before you tuned in, then, or you want to hear it again because you liked it so much, then you can do for 7 days by visiting the BBC Radio Leeds website, bbc.co.uk/radioleeds, and look for the d'Urbervilles, and you'll be able to revisit the entire experience.
Will you listen again?
That too.
That kind of thing, yeah.